Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
You can tag a 12-point buck before sunup. Take down a raging boar with one shot. You can hook a whole stringer of largemouth bass while picking off squirrels with your 22. Yes, you are a man of nature. But there's one force of nature you shouldn't dangle with, partner. It's called cancer. Face cancer, jaw cancer, and a bunch of nasty tumors you don't want to jack with. You know, the ones you get from dipping, chewing, and smoking. So spit out your dip, stop out the cancer stick, and call the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline, Hoss. Because no matter how big an old boy you are, there are some things you just don't mess with. Charging grizzlies and face cancer, mainly. So get you some free help from a quit coach at the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Remember, that's 1-800-784-8669. Don't just break your habit. Annihilate it.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had a mixed day today in the grain futures. Corn closed just a touch higher here, rallying into the close for the day. D's corn up a penny and a quarter at 424. March corn up the same at 434 and a half. And then December of next year is 464, up a penny and a half. Soybeans traded weaker for the most part, but rallied near the end of the day. But we're still down 2 cents in January at 1325 and three quarters. That's about 9 cents off of the low. Now, if you go out to November 14 of next year, which will be the crop that's planted next spring, up a penny there at 1164. And then wheat futures under pressure, but really pretty uneventful today. The market's really watching this cold weather as it moves through the southern plains and the possible outcomes. We've got quite a bit of snow, which will eventually turn into quite a bit of moisture that'll gradually thaw out and move into the ground, so it won't have a lot of runoff. So that's a very good sign going into the winter to get that moisture, and that could possibly be a weak thing looking forward at this point. This storm system goes all the way from here through Indiana, southern Indiana for now, so a really good band of moisture through the entire Midwest.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The USDA announced a large sale of soybeans, 384,000 metric tons, to an unknown destination, 190 of it up front here in the 13-14 crop, 195 would be new crop. And then there's still some talk about the Chinese rejection of that GMO corn and possibly switching to some South American corn in place of what they were buying here in the U.S. None of that's happened, but we'll continue to watch that. And then Egypt's likely to buy some U.S. wheat after canceling some from Romania, so that's a good sign for the U.S. wheat crop. And then on Tuesday, we have a new USDA supply and demand report. U.S. corn is expected to be 1.871 million bushels for carryout versus 1.887, so a little bit tighter than we were last month. Soybean carry out a little tighter as well at 153. Last month we were at 170. And then the U.S. wheat at 540 million bushels, down from 565 last month. If you look at the world corn carry out, 163.3 million metric tons, a touch lower. Beans a little bit higher actually at 71.6 million. And then wheat a little bit higher as well at 179.1. Overall, it's a little bit tighter here in the U.S., a little bit bigger in the world.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.